Well, in the past few weeks, billionaire Warren Buffett has sold billions of dollars in stock for cash. And over the past 24 hours, he's done it once again, selling 981 million shares of Bank of America. He's now sitting on $278 billion in cash. He knows a crash is coming, and so does our next guest, who's been predicting it for many, many months. He's the leading trends forecaster in America, our friend Gerald Celente, the head of the Trends Journal. He's been predicting America's trends for decades. He nailed, of course, the 2008 collapse, among other collapses, well ahead of everyone else when everyone was saying, nah, that's just garbage. But Gerald was saying, pay attention to what's happening. And Gerald joins us now. Gerald, great to see you as always here on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. And thank you for the kind words.
Well, your front page of the new Trends Journal is out this week, and here it is, and it shows Kamala Harris over the dead body, basically, of the Statue of Liberty. Harris selling freedom as her political gang kills freedom. But I wanted to go to page 131 of the Trends Journal, Gerald, because I want to start here. Trends in the markets. You are being scammed and robbed blind on an unimaginable scale. It's about to get much worse, you write. So let's talk about the market. How is it about to get much worse, and how are we being scammed right now?
No one hardly is talking about this at all. You just mentioned about Warren Buffett selling all those shares of Bank of America. Did you see what happened this week at the Bank of Montreal? Oh, the shares are only down 7%. Well, how come? Well, because the... let's see, it's in the Trends Journal this week. Today, because of its overexposure to commercial real estate, the Bank of Montreal's shares tanked some 7% as we go to press. This is just the beginning. The worst is yet to come. Commercial real estate. Let's look at the facts. Not too long ago in 2020, the politicians declared, quote, the COVID war. That's what they all called it. They called it a war. We're going to war. We're going to war. We're going to war. And just as people march off to war all the time, when they call war, they marched off to the war. What did they say? You can't go to work. Get into your house. You can't go out. Now people are staying home week after week, month after month, year after year. And they're saying to themselves, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to commute an hour and a half each way, spending all this money. I can't believe I was doing this. I'm not going to do it anymore. Now, I'm the guy that has, let's say, 10 stories in a building. And I say, I got these people in cubicles. I don't see them anyway. What the? Let them work at home. Let them come in a couple of days a week. Your office occupancy rate, according to Castle Systems with a K, is 48.8%. People aren't going back to work, and people that have the buildings that are renting them, they're not renewing their leases. You have $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming up over the next 2 years. And again, the data is all there, but nobody's reporting on it because there's going to be the office building bust that we had forecast would happen. We said this would happen, by the way, in May of 2020. No one's talking about it. Because the banks are going to go bust. There's going to be massive defaults on loans. And let's go back. Tracking trends is an understanding of how we got here, where we are, and where we're going. And the current events form the future trends. So let's go back to 2020. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go to work. Here's free money. We're going to bring those interest rates down to zero and pump in trillions of dollars of fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. So here's the deal. The banks got all that dough as people were staying at home and putting their money in the banks. And what did they do? They bought treasuries. Oh, when interest rates were down at zero? And now they have all these defaults coming in on bank loans, on office building loans that no one is talking about, that they're not going to be able to cover. Why do you think the Bank of Montreal stock went down? Why do you think Buffett is bailing out? We are going to have a banking bust crisis, the likes of which we've never seen in the history of the world, part one or part two.
And these small regional banks are going to be the ones that get hit first. They're the ones holding a lot of these commercial loans. So the small regional banks that are defaulting and being gobbled up. Not a week goes by, Gerald, as you know, where these small banks aren't being gobbled up by the big guys.
That's right. Oh, you could thank, you know, the crime syndicate, the Bill Clinton, remember the Glass-Steagall Act one after another. Right. And they did away with the Glass-Steagall Act, Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman-Major Trust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act. All we are plantation workers of Slavelandia. The robber barons own the country. One of the covers of the Trends Journal, got no money, got no cash, can't run for office. Robber barons are in control, basically. So now let's go back to the office building bust. In 2006, I mean, you worked in New York, and this isn't far from where you used to be, on 135 West 50th Street, Midtown. A building that sold for $332 million in 2006 went up for auction 3 weeks ago. They sold for $8.5 million.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
This is Midtown. So the building is in the middle of the street, right? The buildings that they built in the last 50 years are non-convertible to housing. They're empty spaces. So now the building's in the middle of the street. You got no back. You got no sides. All you got is a front. You can't convert this into housing. That's why it went for $8.5 million, and that's everywhere. You're looking at an office vacancy rate. Nobody there. In San Francisco, almost 35%. Before the COVID war, it was 3.5%. Your office vacancy rate in the largest cities in America, 24%. Vacant. So now there's going to be huge defaults. Nobody's talking about this. And again, why do you think gold prices are going up? It was one of our top trends for 2024. Golden year for gold. Gold prices have only gone up about $500 an ounce since we made that forecast. Again, going back to what Buffett is doing. I mean, the guy's the pro of pros in the business. And he's selling out of the banking system. The banksters are going to go bust. And even the big ones, by the way. J.P. Morgan Chase gang, one after another. I call them a gang because they're convicted, what, of five felonies? One of them rigging the precious metals market? They got fined the grand total of $900 million in 2019. They don't go to jail, by the way. No. They
only get
a slap on the wrist. It's persecution to the fullest for we the little people and a slap on the wrist for the gang running the show.
Now, I know you're a huge fan of the Fed. You're a huge fan of Jerome Powell. A big piece of the Trends Journal this week, and I really wanted to get into this because I think this is going to affect everyone watching our show right now. What happens with these rate cuts in the fall? Obviously, inflation up. They had to revise those job numbers, those fake and phony jobs numbers that the Biden and Harris administration were pushing out there about a strong labor market. So we know that it's not a strong labor market. But also, we now know that the time, as you write, the time has come for Powell in the fall here with these interest rate cuts. What do you see happening? What is your prognostication here, your trends forecasting for the fall of 2024 into the new year of 2025 for the American people?
Well, for the American people, life is just going to keep getting worse. Again, the bigs on everything. One of the columns we have every week. Big's getting bigger, and we show all the M&A merger and acquisition activity. Going back to Powell, this is the clown boy along with Janet Yellen, the former Fed head that's now our Treasury Secretary, that said there's no inflation, it's only temporary. No, it's only transitory. And now in this new world, we could call it transgendatory. Let's really be stupid about it. So now they're going to cut interest rates, and the big bait, again, we thought they would cut them earlier. And again, going back to Yellen, she's our Treasury Secretary. What was the last job? She was the Fed head. You mean the Fed head's our Treasury Secretary? They want to keep the people in power. Simple as that. They're running the show right in front of your eyes. They're going to lower interest rates and do everything they can to boost up the economy. Everything. And when you lower interest rates, inflation's going to start going back up, but also the lower interest rates fall, the deeper the dollar declines. The dollar's only high because of the high interest rates. I mean, you talk about it all the time. The debt levels that the United States has, what do we, what is it, like every 100 days, it's increasing $1 trillion?
Right.
They're going
right.
to artificially prop up the economy in the run-up to the presidential reality show in November. They're going to do everything they can. So again, the deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. Gold prices could go to $3,000 an ounce this year. Because the other big issues to look at is the ramping up of the Ukraine war and the Israel war. And that's why people are going to safe haven assets. And again, as you well know, there are no advertisements in the Trends Journal. We don't give financial advice. So nobody's telling us what to say or what to do. We're giving the facts and the implications and the forecasts. So these wars, people, yeah, the major stories.
Are we heading for World War III? I mean, it's already begun. So that's what our audience says. Like, I say it all the time. When you have Americans who are literally dying in Ukraine, and they are, and we're hearing that now from former CIA agents, that's the case, and you have Americans dying in Gaza, you have half of the U.S. Navy in the Middle East right now. How is this not in the middle of a world war?
Again, the people don't have a clue of what's going on. This is from, again, when you subscribe to the Trends Journal and you put in your code, it's cost about $2.50 a week. This is the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal. $6. Loss in 15 minutes. Tragedy in the Mediterranean. The masts seem to tilt, then disappear. Prosecutors look into possible criminal negligence in the sinking of Mike Lynch's yacht. What the hell do I care about this crap? Who the hell is Mike Lynch? If your mother dies, your father dies, your sister dies, your brother dies, who gives a damn? Oh, no, but Mike Lynch died, and it's every damn day in the news for over a week. The people don't have a clue of what's going on. Again, we did this whole thing in our Trends Journal this week about how they kept going on and on with the stories. I'm not making this up. Lost in 15 minutes, tragedy in the Mediterranean, Wall Street Journal. Divers recover seventh body, Financial Times. Italian authorities open manslaughter investigation into super yacht, CNN, the Cartoon News Network. U.S. tech tycoon among six missing after yacht sinks, BBC. Bullshit. Yeah. From August 19th to August 25th. All right. Yeah. The people have no clue of what's going on. All they're getting are sound bites from the prostitutes, the media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Go to your Trends Journal. We've been warning now for a little over a year. Ukraine is going to strike a Russian nuclear power plant.
And there it did. There it did.
Yep.
It just happened. And we now know, and according to the Trends Journal, that there are going to be deeper attacks inside of Russia at the hands of the Ukrainians. That is coming. Zelensky puts out his fake peace plan. They're agitating towards a war with Iran right now. So all of this is coming to fruition right now as we head into the 2024 election.
Yeah. And again, you know, I'm having a peace rally up here in Kingston. I'm having Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parenpil, and others. I'm fighting for peace. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Again, you know, you mentioned my trend forecast, you know, and you know, I made my name when I called the 1987 stock market crash, the dot-com bust, the Asian currency crisis, but other things, you know, from bottled water trends to clean food, the New York Times, I coined that term, so on and on. I mean, we're looking at the whole world over here. This is serious stuff. Again, Israel's going to keep ramping up this war. You read the op-ed piece in Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, this past Sunday, by top guys in Israel, warning that Israel is going to destroy itself by ramping up these wars. Again, you don't have to be a rocket science to figure this out. What are there, not about 9 million people living in Israel and 91 million up in Iran? I mean, you know, these are the Persians. They're not, you know, they're not, these are very advanced society. This war goes, they keep attacking and shooting things into Iran. This thing is going to escalate. And as you pointed out, the United States has all these ships that they're bringing in there, these aircraft carriers, and one after another. And that little clown Kirby, the mouthpiece, came out for the United States, said the United States is going to defend Israel if Iran attacks.
So Americans being used as cannon fodder. It's exactly what's going to happen.
And again, this is none of my business. Here. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. The nation which indulges toward another in an habitual hatred or an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave. Is a slave to its animosity or to its affection. That's George Washington's farewell address.
Right.
And now you got these little clown boys that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. There's a real guy that fought saying we got to get involved in all these wars. You want to go over there and go support the war? Go over there and fight. Go over there. A little, this clown, Lindsey Graham, they keep this little boy over and over and over again. What we have to do to Iran, this and that. This guy couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. One after another. So anyway, this is very serious. There's going to be a very serious event that's going to get us into this.
Thank you for saying that. A false flag event. You're predicting a false flag event. We've been predicting it here on the show. We don't run the Trends Journal, but we've been saying they're going to use a false flag in order to drag us into a war with Iran. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep.
Whether it's a USS Liberty style attack or something else. Why is half of the American Navy right now positioned in the Middle East? Half. They're all sitting ducks. They're waiting for a false flag attack in order for us to be dragged into this war. And it'll probably happen. I'm no Trends forecaster, but it'll probably happen before the election. What do you want to bet? I'll bet you. Yep. I'll bet you, Gerald.
Yep. And there's something else, too. I think that there's a good opportunity that Biden is going to say, you know, that I'm not feeling very well, and we're going to turn the presidency over to Kamala Harris. So now she'll be running as president.
Yes.
And here, I didn't know this until 2 years ago. As I always say, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. What followed the dot-com bust? The War on Terror. You could Google this up. Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. This is what comes up. Mainstream news, history, today. You ready? On July 26th, again, false flag event. On July 26th, President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in the United States. You know why? Those dirty Japanese, in retaliation for the Japanese occupation of French Indochina. Wait a minute. What the hell are the French doing in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos, and you got the nerve to call it French Indochina? You're robbing their rubber, their tin, rape, pillage, stealing. How dare those Japanese go in there? You read the article, along with the United Kingdom and the Dutch and the United States, they cut off 88% of Japan's oil. They only import 100%, and 3/4 of their global trade. Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, and we pretend we didn't know about Pearl Harbor well ahead of time. Talk about another false flag. Gerald, thank you for dropping truth bombs on us as always. Our audience loves you. I love you. I think what you guys do at the Trends Journal is very important and one of the few One of the few, like our show, who is anti-war and pro-peace. And that's why they're trying to silence us. That's why they're trying to silence you. That's why they go out of their way to try to keep you down because of the mainstream. So, by the way, you guys have a 10% thing for our audience, I think. If they go to trendsjournal.com/redacted, you guys have been kind enough to give our audience, if they want to sign up for the Trends Journal, 10% off. So thank you. Use our coupon code. trendsjournal.com/redacted. I'm telling you, it's must read every week. And again, it's like almost 217 pages is the current Trends Journal. And you're going to get actual news, real information, real forecasts, this, the likes of which you won't get from like the Wall Street Journal and the other garbage media out there. So Gerald, as always, thank you so much. And when is the big event, the pro-peace event in Kingston, New York, that people want to go and attend?
September 28th. And you go to Occupy Peace, occupypeace.com, for more information. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. We got maniacs in charge. These guys are out of their mind, and women. You know, look at Kamala Harris's DNC speech. I'm supporting Ukraine. Israel has a right to defend itself, and we'll be there behind it. Yeah, on and on and on. They're warmongers. How about the crap they used to spew out? If only women were in charge. Oh, yeah, right. Hillary Clinton, when they said Gaddafi died, we came, we saw he died. Yeah, Madeline, not all that bright, asked on 60 Minutes, is the price of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 dead because of what Bill Clinton did worth the price? Yes, it is. Anyway, it's the human spirit. And we have to bring back that high human spirit, and it's up to everybody to do it. United we stand, divided we die. It's up to you.
My guest has been Gerald Celente, head of the Trends Journal. Again, check out trendsjournal.com/redacted. It's must read. It's a must read every week. Great information. Gerald, thank you as always. Great to see you, my friend.
Thank you.